Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing dumper thoughts pre-breakup. I provide audio and email coaching to help people try and get their ex back or get a new girlfriend or boyfriend. Check out my website for more details, www.dateme.tips. Please check your spam and junk folders if you are expecting an email from me. So now let's get back into today's podcast. And today we are discussing dumper thoughts pre-breakup. So one of the most common questions that I'm asked is whether I can get a dumper on the podcast to discuss their thoughts, feelings and mindset during a breakup. I'm delighted to say that today I'm joined by Jason, who is somebody who has decided they are going to end their relationship. And they're going to be answering some questions that I'm going to be asking today regarding their thoughts pre-breakup. So from what I understand, Jason is in that position where he has decided that he would like to end the relationship, but he has not yet taken action. So he's in this kind of middle ground. And this is where my questions are going to be based on his thoughts, his mindset, his feelings right now as a dumper in waiting. You know, he's not actually done the action yet, but he's decided this is what he's going to do in the near future, and he's going to end the relationship. Of course, a breakup is a very difficult time for everybody involved. In particular, it goes without saying for the dumpee. And I thought for dumpees who are listening to this podcast, you might gain some insight into what a dumper feels before they take action. So I'm hoping that from whatever angle you're at in your own life, you might gain something from listening to Jason answer the questions that I'm going to be posing to him today. And without further ado, we're going to get straight into this. So hello, Jason. Thank you so much for joining me on today's podcast. I'm really, really appreciative of you explaining your thoughts and your mindset during this difficult time. So I'm going to ask you some questions. And number one, why do you want to end the relationship?
Why do I want to end a relationship? Well, let me first off say, like, I thought she was amazing. And I know she's totally into me. And I know she loves me. And at a given time, I was deeply in love with her. I really thought she could be the one for me. But unfortunately, our cultural differences do not allow her to grow. You know, for example, I want to travel and enjoy new experiences there. And due to her culture, she's not allowed to do that unless she's married. And I'm a firm believer that we should take certain steps, you know, to enjoy experiences, you know, before we tie the knot. And unfortunately, the growth or the lack of thereof is not happening. And it's causing me to lose attractiveness to her. And it sucks because that's what it is. And fortunately, I'm all about self-growth. And I believe that she is not. And therefore, that's why I kind of want to end it.
Thank you for that. So now we're getting to question number two. And number two is, how long have you been considering ending the relationship? Has it been slowly over time or has it been quite sudden?
It's been slowly brewing over time. And it's not like I have not tried to make it work. I've constantly brought up, you know, to do something together to build more intimacy between us. And, you know, I'm not asking to travel across the world. You know, I was asking, you know, like, hey, let's book somewhere in the wilderness. Let's go camping or rent a cottage house, you know, just for a couple of days, you know, just to spend time, just you and me and no one involved. And unfortunately, I keep hitting a roadblock. And just for everyone's records, I've been dating her for a year, and I believe around that time, you know, that's some that time in a relationship, we should do new things. And so I can safely say maybe it's been within the past 3 months, this is brewing within me.
Thank you so much for answering the second question. Let's get into number three. What are your feelings right now pre-dumping?
I have a tremendous amount of guilt. This person is so lovely and she's very nice. And she loves me and I know it. And right now I also have the resentment of, why am I being put into this position? I don't want to do it. I wish she kind of compromised, and I wish she didn't. I was kind of like, quote unquote, forced into this position. And it sucks because it's a terrible feeling that I'm about to put this person into possibly extreme amount of pain for a given time. And I've been there, and it's not fun.
I really appreciate you answering all of these questions, Jason. Thank you so much. Let's move into question number four. Could your girlfriend do anything to change your mind?
I just wish she compromised and listened to what I had to say. I did tell her that I was losing my attraction towards her. And I told her, listen, we need to do something about this. And unfortunately, she did not move on the idea. Even though she stated that she loved me, and at the time I did too, but my attractions were lowering every time the subject was brought up, and it was shot down. I just needed a little something from her to keep me going, and right now I don't feel that there's anything to go forward, and I don't know if I could wait any round longer for a maybe. I realize there's no guarantees in life, but give me some hope. And at the moment, I don't believe there is any, which sucks.
Thank you very much. And into question five. When and by what method do you think you will end the relationship?
I mean, that's not really a black and white answer, but, you know, I have to make sure that, you know, she's not doing anything the next day. And, you know, I've been weaning off of her, you know, not the first to contact her or propose dates. You know, I did love her at one point. I will let her know that I did love her. And she, in theory, did not do anything wrong. And she didn't. She was a great person. And she is a great person. And I want her to be happy. And I hate that I'm about to put her through pain, you know, to achieve my happiness, and it sucks. And that's how I will probably be doing it, is just slower easing into it, just so it's not all of a sudden and heartbreaking all at once.
Thank you, Jason. And now one final question, please. Question number six. If she begs you to stay in the relationship, will you change your mind and continue the relationship?
No, I wouldn't. Because as of the moment, I feel that she wants to be married. And I feel that I'm pressured to marry her in order to do the things I want. And it's not because I don't date to marry. This is what I do. Of course I date to marry. Or find the one, or however you put it. But if she begs, it's just lead to, I have to marry her to get to the things I want. And once again, I'm a firm believer that, you know, we have to crawl before we can run, you know? And if she begs, you know, it's more like we're going straight from crawling to sprinting. And that's not what I want. I want to do things gradually and slowly and build more attraction so far and deep that I know this is the person. But if there's begging, I can't. It will just going back to the same place and go back to the same vicious cycle, which I don't want for me, and I don't want it for her either.
Well, thank you so much, Jason, for taking part in today's podcast. I really appreciate the time that you have dedicated to explaining your thoughts, feelings, and mindset. as a dumper in waiting, as somebody who is about to take action. And I hope everybody who is listening to this is really appreciating the effort Jason has taken as well. Look, I understand if you are a dumpee, you might be thinking to yourself that dumpers aren't your favourite people right now. But it's very important to understand their perspective. Okay, there's two sides to every story. And Jason himself, I know, has been a dumpee in the past. So Jason has experienced this from both sides himself. So he was thinking that this could be of help and of use to dumpees who are going through the struggle right now to understand what a dumper is feeling just before the breakup takes place. He has been there. When he was a dumpee, he was himself wondering what his dumper was thinking. And he said to me that he would really help as many people as possible by trying to give his honest feelings, thoughts and mindset right now. And maybe this can help dumpees understand a little more what their dumper may have been thinking at the time of a breakup. And what it showcases is that it is not easy. Okay, most dumpers are going through their own struggle and it is not something that they are taking lightly. Okay, so I hope you've enjoyed today's podcast. I hope you understand that there are two sides to every story. And I hope you've been able to take something from this, which will help you move forward in your own life.
Yeah, if you miss your ex, we can help with that. Help you get him back, or we can help find you someone else. Yeah, yeah, Vincent Bo, the relationship coach. Giving you some insight, bringing you a new approach. DateMe.tips, go and check the site. Giving you advice, helping with your love life. Get your ex back, or move to the next. Ain't no sweat, you know Vincent Bo got you. Finding love, ain't no problem. Yeah, DateMe.tips, check it out now. We'll be right back.